Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hey, it's a bonus. It's a bonus episode. And before we hit record, Kathleen was staring into her computer camera trying to decide if she needed to whiten her teeth.
I do need to whiten my teeth.
Do you?
I'm afraid. You know why? Because I have sensitive teeth. So when I do any whitening products, the next day it's like 1,000 tiny knives stabbing my teeth.
Yeah, I don't do proper whitening.
Yeah.
I just use whitening toothpaste, but my teeth are sensitive anyway. And so it's just like they're just more sensitive.
And much like getting a facial or getting a massage, whitening your teeth is one of those things where like, oh, I actually like really need things that help me live, like groceries and and food, you know, and should I really be spending my money on whitening products?
Did you see on Instagram the actor Cheyenne Jackson, right? He announced and kind of came forward saying he'd had a bunch of hair transplant surgeries over the last, I don't know, 15 years or something. And he posted about it and he was like, this is something I've been ashamed of my whole life. And I realized during COVID that this is the kind of stuff that's so stupid to be worried about. And I don't want my children growing up having to feel like they need to be ashamed of things. So why am I, blah, blah, blah. So he posted this thing. And then people were coming after him saying, why are you focused on such trivial, stupid things when people are dying from corona? And I'm like, just let him post about his hair. Like, can we all just calm down? Can we all just calm down?
Honest to goodness. Some people, they are professional angry people. Like, that's what they do for a living.
I know.
And I wish that more people would post about getting hair transplants and doing things when they start losing their hair, because A, it's something that affects a lot of people, and B, I have people in my lives who have looked into this kind of stuff, and they would feel more normal about themselves if more people talked about it, right?
Totally, yeah. I mean, Dennis did it. He's pretty open about it. He's talked about it on his podcast before. It changed his life.
Yeah.
And he's super open about it. So, I don't know. Don't be afraid. I don't know. I don't know why that's where I went immediately for our bonus episode. But here we are. Kathleen, how are you doing?
I'm good, Bethany. I woke up in the best mood today.
Really?
I woke up singing that NSYNC song, It's Friday Night, and I just
got paid. I think is that a cover? I don't want people to yell at us because I know that they did not write it.
I think it is because I couldn't remember the name of the song and I just started typing Friday Night Just Got Paid and other into Google and other things were coming up. But I have to tell you, to record this bonus episode, I did put on a dress because I needed like a nice top, but I'm wearing my pajama pants still.
Girl, good for you. I think that is the uniform of everyone in Corona lockdown right now is nice top. You know, stretchy pants. I think it's Johnny Kemp wrote it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, whatever. Don't at me. So today we're going to, Kathleen, what are we going to talk about today on our bonus episode, our loosey-goosey bonus?
We've got some juicy stuff going on. We have a letter from a listener whose spouse / partner has a problem with stealing things.
Ooh, and they might be in trouble.
Oh, it's juicy, like an apple.
I know. By the way, after that email is done, I have a quick game for you that I came up with called TikTok Influencer or the Real Name of a Superhero. And we will play that. And you, gentle listener, can play at home.
I'm so excited.
You too. All right, Kathleen, do you want to read the email or do you want me to?
Why don't you kick it off?
All right. This is from, let's change their name. This is from, we'll call them Tom. Hello, ladies. I'm hoping you can shed some light on a situation I'm dealing with. My partner and I have been together almost 7 years. We've been living together 4 years. We have two dogs and a cat together. We're all but married. I'm writing to you because my partner is in a tough spot with his current employer. He's under the... Oh, I should change the partner's name too.
Oh.
Oops.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, go back and
edit,
do that.
Edit. My partner will change his name and call him...
Oprah. No.
But it's a dude. Mm. My partner...
Tom Selleck.
So it's the guy, Tom...
We're already calling our listener Tom.
No, that's okay. We have Tom and then we have Tom Selleck.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so my partner Tom Selleck and I have been together almost 7 years. We've been living together 4 years and have two dogs and a cat together. We're all but married. I'm writing to you because my partner is in a tough spot with his current employer. He's under the suspicion that he's going to be fired. And while that would be terrible, the reason why is a bit troublesome to me. He works for a major drugstore as a district support leader. Recently, on a long shift, he grabbed a bag of beef jerky while walking through the back of the store and into his office. He says he had intentions of paying for it later on, but never did. He suspects that he's been caught, as the loss prevention guy has been at his store a lot lately, and his boss has been acting distant and short towards him. He since has told me the whole story and is worrying himself sick.
Over the years, he's brought home random things from stores that he's worked for, claiming that they were reduced or marked for quick sales. I've even seen some of the receipts. However, I know that he has also simply just taken things, you know, things that were going to be thrown away, but still it's against the store's policy. I'm feeling conflicted. If he gets fired, what role do I play? Am I supposed to be the supportive partner, all while knowing what he did was wrong? Or do I lay down some tough love? Somewhere in the middle, maybe? I'm really struggling with this. My partner is the type of person that can talk himself out of any situation. And he also is the type of person that never seems to be wrong, you know, when he's talking himself out of these situations. He and I have had our problems, and honestly, I don't know if we'll be together forever, but I do love him. I just don't always like him or his decisions.
Oof.
I do try to be a supportive partner whenever I can be, but I'm feeling really torn on this. If he gets fired and wants or needs my support, part of me is feeling like I should be there for him. The other part feels like I should be upset. It's also putting me in a place of having to step up financially, which is not fair. My brain is all over the place. What are your thoughts? Love, Tom. P.S. Choose eccentric names for myself.
We chose Tom.
And my partner, so Tom and Tom Selleck.
Yeah, Tom, sorry, Tom.
Listener, your boyfriend, Tom Selleck. Okay.
Kathleen, you have thoughts immediately.
Oh, God, I don't, Bethany.
Oh, you don't?
You know, I'm torn on this. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I know two people who have been in situations where they had a coworker at work who was stealing, and it affected them. So I had a friend just recently. Oh, my goodness gracious. I had a friend just recently who an old coworker was like, listen, I've been charging on my company card these things that really aren't expenses. And now I need to cover my tracks. Can I use your name as like somebody I hired as a freelancer to cover my tracks? And I'll pay you out of pocket to keep your mouth shut. Is that not the most insane thing ever?
Wait, did your friend do it?
No, of course not. Of course not. But like, I understand that people do it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like Tom's boyfriend, Tom Selleck, is stealing thousands and thousands of company dollars. It sounds like he's pocketing beauty products or like drugstore items every now and then, which is totally illegal. It's never okay to take something that doesn't belong to you. So if it like I would ask Tom, does Tom Selleck do this all the time? Does it happen when you're at the grocery store together? Have you ever noticed him stealing other things?
Yeah.
Or is this like a poor lack of judgment for this one particular job?
Yeah. The interesting thing is that Tom says that Tom Selleck is able to talk himself out of anything and also never sees himself as being in the wrong.
Yeah.
I think that is a bigger issue to me even than the petty theft, because that's kind of what I think this comes down to. I think that if Tom Selleck doesn't see this as a situation where he needs to learn a hard lesson, then this is going to continue to be a problem. Like if you steal and steal and steal, you should be feeling a significant amount of guilt.
Yeah.
So if it takes being caught for you to stop, fine. But that should be then when you stop, because you got caught and that should jar you enough. And hopefully this is a small enough thing where he can maybe still get hired elsewhere and not have it completely ruin his ability to get, you know, to be hireable. But I think that that's not the kind of person that you want to be with. And
no, because this is small potatoes, right? Like this is small potatoes, but small potatoes lead to bigger potatoes.
Yeah, if they're allowed to grow and you don't nip them in the bud. quite literally.
Literally.
I think that you, if this is a person you want to be with, you can be a supportive partner and also hold his feet to the fire. Yeah. I don't think that those two things are mutually exclusive. I think that part of your role as his partner is to say, you did something wrong. I want you to be a better person. I can't justify it for you. You know, you don't want to be someone who's just there to agree with them all the time.
Yeah.
That's not the partner I want. I want someone to tell me when I'm being a moron.
Yeah. Like, what you did was shitty.
Yeah.
And you, I'm feeling iffy about how strong your moral code is right now.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about this, but I also love you and I don't want to break up with you. Do you have an issue with theft? Is it an addiction for you? Is mm-hmm. it something that you're using to feed an empty hole somewhere in yeah. your soul? Tom also said about Tom Selleck at the end of the email, and I think this part is key. He said that he doesn't think he will be with Tom Selleck forever.
Yeah.
So if this is someone who you don't think you're going to be with forever, and also they're doing shady shit like this,
and also they're not taking accountability for it.
Also, I hate people who think they're never wrong and who can talk themselves out of anything.
Yeah.
It is just so infuriating. That's not someone yeah. I could ever be in a relationship with. And
no,
I would.
That's the kind of person that starts Fire Festival.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
no.
Do you want to be with him?
But really, it's true. I would break up with Tom Selleck. If it were me, I would break up with Tom Selleck. I would have a hard time trusting this person again. If we were already married, my answer would be different. If maybe Tom and Tom Selleck were already like married forever, my answer might mm-hmm. be different. But if I were Tom, I'd break up with him.
I also think that you get to be angry because this is affecting you financially. It's not just that he has screwed himself. He is now screwing you too. And, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have to support him emotionally while he screws you financially. Yeah. That's not fair to you.
There you go. There you go. Then so. There's an imbalance in the relationship and mm-hmm. this person did it on purpose. Like, they could have prevented yeah. it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Tom, let us know what ends up happening. Or, you know, if, I don't know, if this, some things have already happened, let us know. Give us an update. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you have to agree with them all the time and you don't have to justify their bad behavior, I think.
Taking things that don't belong to you when I think it leads to bigger things that don't belong to you, and that's scary. Ah.
God, I think our for entertainment purposes only advice is actually quite good today.
Do you think people are stealing things during the time of COVID and hiding them under their masks?
Yes, I think so. I also said, I said to my ENT, maybe I already said this, is that like now is the best time to get a nose job because like no one can tell you got a nose job.
And a lot of states are opening up elective surgeries again.
Ding, ding, ding.
Bethany.
Yes.
My legs are so damn smooth right now. I wish you could come over to my house and rub your cheeks against my legs.
You know I would. I would put a face mask on and then I would pull it away from my cheek and then I would just rub it up and down your leg. You know, at a time when most people are just letting the personal hygiene go by the wayside, Kathleen and I have upped our game with Athena Club.
I'm so obsessed with Athena Club's razors, but they have so many other products that are amazing too. Like, I've been taking their probiotics every day and let me tell you, I'm regular.
Right here on my kitchen table, I have a bottle of Athena Club lotion. It is their dewy body lotion, and it smells clean and great. It works so well because Athena Club has products that cater to you, your personal routine, no matter what that is.
Yes.
They have body care. They have supplements with the highest quality ingredients. They have period care that you can feel totally safe using. Everything you need, nothing you don't. And we were talking about their razor. Athena's Club razor is designed to work with your curves, not against them. So you're going to get a close shave no matter where you shave.
Yeah, and you also never have to run out. They have a totally customizable subscription that makes it as flexible as you need it to be. Before I knew about Athena Club, I was using the same razor for, I think, over a whole year. Do you know how disgusting that is?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I have all these weird rashes and things.
Plus, you know how expensive razors can be. We love that the Athena Club razor kit is $9. That includes two razor heads and this cool magnetic holder. And replacement blades can be auto shipped. You're never going to run out.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, if you're going to go to your local drugstore and pick out a high quality razor for a woman, you're going to pay out the butt because, you know, there's this little thing called pink tax.
Yep.
Where just because you're shopping for a product for a female's body, they charge you more, which is ridiculous. None of that is happening with Athena Club. And that is why Bethany and I are like Athena Club's number one fans.
So stop using razors that underdeliver and switch to Athena Club. Sign up today and you'll get 15% off your first order. So go to athenaclub.com and use the promo code TASTE.
That's athenaclub.com, athenaclub.com, and use the promo code TASTE for 15% off. Bethany, I'm so excited for you to talk about TikTok.
This is a game that I wrote this morning called TikTok Influencer or the Real Name of a Superhero. All right.
Can I just share with you quickly? I'm in a blood study for the CDC about COVID antibodies, right? So I'm going to the hospital once a month now for the next 6 months to give my blood. And they're doing all sorts of tests to see if my body is able to grow antibodies.
Cool.
And the woman coming over to take my blood on Friday last week, she was laughing. And I go, "What's so funny?" And she goes, "I was just thinking about TikTok." And I go, "I know, it's so addictive. Like, I downloaded it again and, you know, I'm watching it in bed and my husband is like, 'Hey, can I come and watch it?' And I'm like, you know, my friends and I would keep sharing these TikTok videos, but we all think we're too old to be sharing TikTok videos. And, you know, because we're in our early 30s. And she goes, "Yes, my son has me hooked on it." And I said, "Oh, well, how old is your son?" I was expecting her to be like, I don't know, 10, 11. She goes, "Oh, he's in his early 30s.
I have a friend who just sends me the cat videos that people post on TikTok.
Bethany, cat videos are just, they're my world right now.
They're everything. They're the way we're going to get through this.
Your bangs and cat videos. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to hijack your game.
No, not at all. Hijack away. Okay, so tell me if this is a TikTok influencer or the real name of a superhero, okay?
Okay, got it.
We're going to start easy. Charli D'Amelio.
Charli D'Amelio, superhero.
No, she is the number one TikTok influencer. What? She has something like 50 million followers.
Damn.
Yeah, I think United, UTA just signed her as a client. Like, no. She's. Okay, next one.
Yeah.
TikTok influencer or the real name of a superhero? Baby Ariel.
Baby Ariel is a superhero.
No, Baby Ariel is a TikTok influencer with 31.3 million followers.
I obviously don't spend enough time on TikTok. Damn. Well,
it's because we're watching those cat videos. Okay. Next one. Hal Jordan.
Hal Jordan is a TikTok influencer.
No, Hal Jordan is the real name of the Green Lantern.
Bethany.
Yeah.
Who am I anymore? Who am I anymore?
You look so mad.
I used to be able to answer questions like these with my eyes closed, sleeping with a bag of potatoes over my head, and now I don't know anything. Continue.
Okay, next one. Spencer X.
Spencer X. That sounds like a That sounds like a naughty boy.
Yeah, Spencer X.
Spencer X is a superhero.
TikTok influencer, 25.9 million followers at press time.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You got this. Mm-hmm. Shake it off. Maybe try it now. Try whatever you think it is. Give the opposite.
Okay.
See if that works. Okay. That's how I do directions. If I think I should go right, I go left because I'm always wrong. All right. Britt Reed. Is that a TikTok influencer or the real name of a superhero?
Superhero.
You are right. The Green Hornet.
Okay. I thought it was a TikTok influencer and I was like, say the opposite. Say the opposite.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Got one. Check.
All right. Next one. Don Diego de la Vega.
Man. Superhero.
You're right. That is the real name for Zorro.
Yes.
You're nailing it. Next one.
Okay.
Joey Clausen.
Hey, Joey. Joey Clausen. He makes pickles.
Hey, Joey Clausen.
Joey Clausen, right? Joey Clausen.
Yeah.
Influencer.
You're right. Joey Klassen has 14.1 million followers on TikTok as of press time.
How Next old one. Are these people? They're making millions of dollars.
Like 8 or 9 years old. They 8 or 9 or 10 or like 12 or 13.
The only reason to have kids is to capitalize on them. I'm convinced.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or have extra work on the farm. Like that's the only reason. If you don't need extra work on the farm and or you think your kid is going to grow up to be without any talent whatsoever, don't bother.
Or if you're my parents to unload the dishwasher.
Exactly.
Which I didn't even do all the time. So I was useless.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Kids, by and large, are a bad ROI. It is not worth it. Okay. Cash Baker. Did we do Cash Baker yet?
No, we didn't.
Cash Baker.
Cash Baker sounds like a guy who rides a motorcycle. He's very proud of his crotch rocket. And he also is dating like somebody, like a really hot brunette, Cash
Ooh,
Baker.
Yeah. Like when Lady Gaga was a brunette, she would have dated Cash Baker.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say that Cash Baker is an influencer.
Yeah, 15.2 million followers on the TikToks. Who's having fun? Are you having fun?
I'm having so much fun, Bethany.
Okay, good. Validate my feelings. Okay, good. Next one, Dick Grayson.
You said Dick.
Dick. Dick sounds old-timey, but Grayson sounds new-timey. Dick Grayson.
God, Dick Grayson should be a detective.
I know.
Or a stripper.
Yeah. Dick Grayson.
Dick. Like, oh, I slept with 5 guys in college, but my favorite was Dick Grayson.
And like, I got arrested for embezzling funds and I didn't think I could get myself out of jail, but Dick Grayson paid for the bond and now I'm out. My benevolent uncle, Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson is a superhero.
Yeah.
Aha.
Robin or Nightwing. I don't know why. Maybe Robin became Nightwing. Maybe they both had the same name, but Dick Grayson, superhero's real name.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
3 more. Okay. I think you can do this. I think you can sweep all 3. Kit Walker Jr.
Kit Walker.
Not to be mistaken with the elder Kit Walker.
Kit.
Of the Southampton Walkers.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Sounds like fancy people.
I'm just making it up.
Kit Walker sounds like it's like a very cool name. It sounds like a fancy made up name. So I'm going to go with influencer.
Kit Walker Jr. was the real name of Phantom, the superhero Phantom. So,
okay.
Phantom?
No, I'm wrong. But let me tell you, the name Kit reminds me of this really cool baby name that I just found because I was looking up baby names in New Zealand.
Of course you were. Are you pregnant?
Oh, no. It's just like my favorite pastime.
Oh,
you
fair.
Know, when I do finally have a child to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
The name Kizzy, do you like K-I-Z-Z-Y?
I like Kizzy if it's short for something else, like Kizabella, and then we call her Kizzy.
Or like, is Kizabella a name?
I know, but you know what? I'm just like, it sounds like that's what would be the long version of Kizzy. Or like
Commanda.
Commanda. Yeah, Commanda, and then we call her Kizzy.
Carica.
Like, Carica. Calizabeth. And then we call her Kizzy.
This is a great game. Just adding the letter K to the beginning of any name that starts with a vowel.
Yeah. Calizabeth, I like a lot.
Colivia.
Commanda. You know, the world is your oyster with this one, I think.
Right.
It's like when companies come up with like the acronym for their name before the actual what the letters stand for. And then you just jerry rig it backwards.
Yeah, exact. I love a backwards jerry rig.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. It's like college. 2 more. Lucky Dancer. Girl.
I'm going to go with influencer because that's just like too obvious to be a superhero.
You are absolutely right. 16.4 million followers. And 1 more.
Okay.
Lauren Gray.
Oh.
Is that an influencer or the real name of a superhero?
Man, that's a fabulous name.
Lauren Gray, yeah.
Fabulous name.
Lauren Gray sounds like Lauren Gray has an amazing streak of white hair. That came just naturally, a little bit like Stacey London. There's like nothing you can do.
Yeah. I was just going to say Stacey London or one of my favorite influencers on Instagram, at Carly. Love Ooh. Her. Lauren Gray sounds like she has a really amazing sheet line, sheets and duvets and bedspreads at Macy's.
Okay, so we're adding so it's now influencer. Or superhero, or has a line at Macy's. You are right. She is an influencer. She has 41.3 million followers on TikTok. Kathleen, I have to say you did pretty well.
Yeah, you know what? I picked up in the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I just learned to not trust my instincts and then go backwards, that's totally. When I really succeed.
I think, you know what? I think I'm going to put together a little pretty version of this and post it on our Instagram and then play it with your friends or play it with your work team over Zoom when you're all waiting for like Ted to finally jump on the call because he's never on time. Play this game. We'll put it on our Instagram.
True story. Have you been on Zoom a lot lately?
Yeah, every couple times a day. That's why frankly I got bangs, because I couldn't look at my face anymore.
Who are you talking to a couple times a day? You must be a very important businesswoman.
Not at all. I mean, I have like a couple of business related ones, but then it's mostly like my workout classes or my family. Like, we have Zoom calls all the time.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Whatever. How about you? Are you doing okay?
Yeah. You know what? I was taking a class at NYU couple weeks ago that just ended. That was every Thursday night. It was 2.5 hours of Zoom. Yeah. That was a lot. I can't sit still for 2.5 hours. Like, it's not, I don't know, man. But now I'm just talking to friends. I chat with my husband's family. We have like a withstanding, you know, date every Friday night from 7 o'clock.
Aww.
And we all drink cocktails and we chat about each other's days and the kids take over. And, you know, everybody watches the girls doing cartwheels in the background and all the adults are like, yay.
Oh, God, that sounds so awful.
Good.
Oh,
that's it's great. It's fabulous. Ugh. It's so good.
There's nothing worse, worse than someone's kid who wants to perform.
No, my 9-year-old niece FaceTimed me the other day. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. I was still sleeping, but I picked up and my hair was a mess. And she's like, "Ooh, Aunt Kathleen, you do not look good.
Hang up. That child needs to learn manners."
I'm like, I just woke up. She's like, "I've been awake since 6 a.m. And I'm like, this is why I don't have children.
They're exhausted.
They get up too early.
And they never work on the farm when you need them to.
They never work on the farm, especially when you don't have a farm. And that's just the most annoying part.
Exactly. And who's the victim of that? You are.